Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, a.k.a. Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, if you're watching it right now, and in podcast form as well. If this is your first time tuning in, I am diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. I have NPD, the dreaded narcissist. I know I've been in therapy for the last 4 years, psychotherapy. I'm not a psychopath, but I've been in psychotherapy. The point of my entire platform is to bring awareness to mental health disorders and mental illnesses overall, to get more people into therapy. I've got a few, y'all, got a few in therapy, so that's me clapping. And to, in the process, also validate the victims and survivors of this specific type of abuse. Today's episode is going to be about reactive abuse. I've been getting a request to do another video on reactive abuse from the narcissistic perspective, and here you have it. The self-aware narcissist is going to be talking about reactive abuse. So if you follow me on TikTok, I duetted a video last night of a young lady said that she had went to a party with her husband, and he started an argument. Went to a party with her family, with her husband. Her family, y'all, that's key. Went to a party with her her family's house, with her husband. And he started, he started an argument over something petty, she said. And then he kept calling her stupid, like under his breath, like calling her stupid, like texting it to her, sending it to her, just calling her stupid. And then she's like, can you please stop? No, stupid. Then, boom, she popped. She exploded. Screaming, yelling, made a scene. Everybody thought she was crazy. Even him, calm voice, got on his phone, act like nothing happened. Her family said, you need to calm down. You're overreacting. Her family. And that is reactive abuse in a nutshell. Reactive abuse is when a narcissist or anybody else, I know everybody's not a narcissist, y'all. I keep getting it. Hey, man, you're a male feminist and everybody is not a narcissist. Some people just don't work together. I get that, y'all, but sometimes people are narcissists. Like, just go with it. Just go with it with me right here. Reactive abuse is when the narcissist or somebody else pokes you, prods you, constantly pokes you, constantly prods you until you react. Until you explode, until you react out of character. It's reactive. You've been abused. Here comes the reaction. And typically, it makes you look like the reactive one. It makes you look like the crazy one. It makes you look like the overreactive one, just like in the example I gave a few minutes ago. So, reactive abuse makes a narcissist feel powerful. But a narcissist can trigger you, can push your buttons, can poke and prod you, and get you to react out of character. That makes a narcissist feel empowered. That makes a narcissist feel good. And you might see a sly smirk on the narcissist's face. They're like, smile. Like, they got you, finally. And a lot of times, y'all, when you're yelling, screaming, even, you know, getting physical with the narcissist, they'll pull out their phone and record you. So now, not only are you reacting out of character, now you're on phone. Now you're on video, screaming, yelling. And that can and will be used against you later on. The narcissist will look at you, why are you acting so crazy? Why are you yelling and screaming? I'm calm. Who's the crazy one now? I got you. This is male or female too, y'all. This is male, female, non-binary. There's no gender. This is not gender related. This is not specific to any gender. Reactive abuse is reactive abuse. And they will record you and use it against you later. And literally use it and weaponize it. They will weaponize their reactive abuse on you. They will weaponize that against you later on. Hey, I got you on video. If you keep acting up, I'm going to take this video, I'm going to show it to the courts, and I'm going to take the kids from you. You keep acting up, I'm going to post this video to Facebook, and I'm going to show everybody who's the crazy one. You keep acting up, I'm going to post this video on TikTok and make it seem like you are the crazy one. Show everybody what I go through on a daily basis. Reactive abuse is real. Reactive abuse is a real phenomenon. Reactive abuse happens every single day. Some people go through this on a daily basis, which is kind of tough. I was like, look, y'all, I know it's tough to leave situations like this, but if you're constantly going through this, this is your answer right here. If this is your first video watching me and this is your first time ever hearing about reactive abuse and you this opens your eyes, and you've been going through this for 10 years, 20 years, it might be time to scoot. That's the little speed sound right there. That's like the sound of you running out of the relationship and running towards happiness possibly. You know what I mean? But like I said, reactive abuse makes a literally, y'all, it's like a good feeling. Narcissism, at the core, I tell this all the time on my TikTok channel, that reactive abuse at its core, narcissism, the personality disorder, whatnot, at its core is about control. Control over everything. Control over your emotions. Control over your finances. Control over literally everything that has to do with you and me. And reactive abuse, like I said, is all about control too. So I'm controlling. You know how make a narcissist can't control their own emotions. We can't control our own emotions. The biggest emotion that a narcissist feels, is rage, is anger, because anger is easy. I tell this to people all the time. Anger is easy. That's why narcissists can experience anger really, really easy. I have the full scope of all emotions. I can be happy, I can be sad, I can be joyful, I can be, sympathetic, I can be empathetic. But anger is easy. All that other stuff, happiness, love, joy, all that other stuff, contentment, all that other stuff is hard. I can get angry really, really easy. All that other stuff is hard, so a narcissist doesn't like to feel that type of stuff sometimes. And anger just feels good. Anger feels good to explode sometimes, get it off your chest. Because the next episode I'm going to do is on narcissistic rage, and y'all going to be here for that one. Mm-hmm. But anger is easy. You know what I mean? So reactive abuse is a real phenomenon. And since we can't control our own emotions, the narcissist wants to control yours. Poke, 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 trigger, trigger, trigger. Poke, 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 boom. And a lot of times, the triggers that get you that set you off are small triggers. Everybody else doesn't notice. They call it dog whistling. It's like a trigger that only you and a narcissist know. So it could be a family member, it could be a friend, it could be a coworker, it could be something you've been through a traumatic experience or something like that. Let's say you had a traumatic experience with pigs or something like that. And we are me and you are in a crowd. I'm the narcissist and you're the empath or my significant other. We're in a crowd of people, and I'm looking at you, and you're just annoying me for no reason. And so, no reason. You just set me off for no reason, so now I'm going to set you off. You don't know what you did. You just could be over there looking good, having fun, and now I want to set you off. So I started mentioning pigs. I'll say it to a friend. That's those... pigs are fun, right? Pigs are a crazy, crazy animal, right? And you're looking directly at me because I'm talking to you by talking through somebody else. That's like dog whistling. You know what I mean? A dog whistle. Only a dog can hear you. I can blow on this whistle hard. I can blow on this whistle hard as hell, and only you will hear it. It sounds like I'm just blowing but you hear the whistle. You're like, you're like, oh no. And I keep talking about pigs over and over and over again to other people within earshot of you. You're looking at me like this, please stop. I was like, a pigs again, and then you explode. Boom. You're like, I told you I mentioned the pigs. Whoa. And I'm sitting over whoa. That was an overreaction. That reaction right there was not necessary. I don't know what I did to deserve this, deserve you acting like this in front of everybody and embarrassing me and abusing me. Now I'm a victim, y'all. You're abusing me. I don't understand. Everybody else can see what I go through on a daily basis, and you are got. Now you don't want to go out anymore. Now the isolation begins. So guess who's your only friend now? Because now you're embarrassed in front of everybody. Guess who's your best friend again? Me. So now you get to go home, and nobody, everybody else is going to be on my side now, because when I tell a crazy story, they're going to believe me, because they've seen you act up in public. They saw you get crazy in public, but they haven't seen me do anything like that. They see me calm, cool, and collected. Hey, Lee, I can't believe Lee's putting up with that. He deserves so much better. And I was like, yeah, I do deserve better, but you know what? I love her. I'm going to work through this. We're going to work through this. Whatever issues that she has, we're going to get through them together, because we love each other. And that's what couples do. That's what strong couples do. We work together to get through situations. Poke, poke, poke. Boom. It's literally just triggering you. It's literally setting a slow fuse sometimes. A time-delayed fuse. That's what reactive abuse is. Setting a time-delayed fuse through triggers sometimes that only we understand between each other. And then, boom. From the story in the beginning, the young lady... He kept calling her stupid. I guess I don't know why stupid triggered her so much. He just kept calling her stupid. Maybe she, Maybe he's more educated than her, and he throws it in her face all the time, so he calls her stupid. Maybe, you know, he got a master's degree, and she only has a bachelor's degree, so he considers her stupid. You're beneath me. You're so stupid. You're just so stupid. I know you have a degree, but your degree is in, like, art history. Mine is I'm a neuroscientist. I'm a neurologist. You're so stupid. I'm stupid. You're like, please stop calling me stupid. I'm not stupid. I have a bachelor's degree. You have a bachelor's degree in being stupid. Boom. Now you explode. Now you look crazy. So that's why I say to combat. If you made it this far in the video, thank you. You made it to the 10-minute mark. Thank you. You are a soldier. You are a warrior. You are a soldier and you are a warrior. I appreciate you. Put like a little soldier comment in the in the comment section. I know you made it this far. But to combat reactive abuse, don't. I know it's easy for me to say because I'm a narcissist. Like I said, anger is easy for me and everything else is hard, but like, to combat reactive abuse, you have to remove the emotions from the situation and realize why this person is doing this to you. If you don't want to leave, this is how you combat it. Just like they call it, like in that situation right there, he's calling you stupid. Stupid. You're so stupid. Just agree with us or not. Just like, I am stupid, aren't I? I'm stupid for being with you. Boom. That might set them off, but you got a good comeback right there. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to dish it a little bit. Sometimes when you feed a narcissist their own medicine, they spit it up. You're so stupid. You're stupid. I'm a neurologist. You're so stupid. You have a degree in art history. Yes, I am very stupid for being with you. And then you just remove the emotions from the situation and just walk off. Say your piece. Leave the area. Save your peace. Leave the space. Save your peace. Get away from it. You know, do all that stuff. Get away from the situation. Remove yourself from the area, because remove yourself from the area, and then do everything else. Remove yourself from the area and separate. Separate everything else. Say your piece. Go to a different room. Say your piece. Leave the house. Say your piece. Go to a different section of the party or whatever. Say your piece and do all the other good stuff. Like, get away from that person, because like, if you, the longer you're in that area, the longer you're in that section, the longer it's spinning around and doing that thing like that, the longer it's doing, the more you're around it, the more chances you have of actually exploding. So get away from that person. Get away from that situation. You have to remove yourself from it. You just have to. Don't sit around the triggers or stop the triggers. Don't let it trigger you. Just listen to it sometimes. Sometimes you have to take it and walk away. You know what I mean? Just get away from it. Yeah, so to combat reactive abuse, don't react. That's what you do. That's what you have to do. You just have to do it. So just get away from it. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to this next episode. Tomorrow's episode is going to be about narcissistic rage. I haven't done a rage. This is kind of weird. I haven't done an episode on narcissistic rage yet. I've been talking about everything else except narcissistic rage. So to tune in, like, subscribe, because tomorrow we're talking about narcissistic rage. But if you have any other questions that you want me to answer, like, look, y'all, and like, let me be specific with y'all. I cannot, like, I have a degree in industrial and systems engineering from North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University, NCANT. But I don't, you know, the psychological terms, all the deep psychological explanations for narcissism, I just don't have that. Yeah, I had to follow somebody else for that. I'm not a psychologist. I don't know the root cause of narcissism. I just know the stuff that I've been dealing with, the stuff that I've been going through. I give you my perspective. So if you have a non-psychological question, you know, put it in the comment section, and I'll try to get to them. You know what I mean? Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate all of y'all. I'm thankful for every like, comment, everything. But anyways, y'all, Mental Illness is out.